Worthing Podcast with Patrick Woodward.
Welcome to the first Worthing Podcast of 2024. Once again, we take a look around Worthing and find out a bit more about people and places. People who make Worthing tick, or maybe sparkle rather than tick, that sounds better. And places to go to find where life is happening in this town. Today we're focusing on a place which is quite surprising and the enterprising and courageous people you find there. Situated just off the seafront, close to the town centre, is a cafe. You can find all the usual cafe fare, coffees, teas, snacks and so on, but look a little closer and you discover there's more to this cafe than first appears. It is in fact one arm of the SAND project, an innovative college where young people with learning needs can get the development and support they need to enter the workplace and move on with their lives. From a small start, SAND now runs a bewildering array of projects, as founder Kate explains.
So we now have two cafes, we have an Airbnb business, we have a workshop, we have multimedia groups, we have a design company, we've just launched a publishing house, we're hopefully going to launch a bookshop. Basically, there is no end to what we can do here. All we need is the trainees to motivate us to go, okay, this is what you need, we'll build it around you. And it's so exciting because everything is led by them.
I heard of the SAND project when they asked me to come in and talk to some of the trainees about audio and podcasting. It's going to be interesting to see what they eventually produce. When I found out more about the project and what they do, I thought it's time to make a podcast about it myself. I spoke to Kate, the founder and CEO, and her friend Marita, the managing director. Kate told me why she started the SAND project.
I was teaching in a generic special needs school and I realised that when our guys were leaving, there just weren't enough opportunities for them and they hadn't experienced enough work experiences, the qualifications they were getting weren't necessarily right for the workplace. So I thought something needs to be done, something needs to be created to develop a space where the young people that I work with can go out into the world of work. So it started off very slowly and organically. I started talking to the students of Oak Grove. So what do you need? What do you want? And what came up was they wanted to learn how to make coffee on a coffee machine because of all the high street coffee shops. And they wanted to work in a shop. So that was it. I said, well, we need some money. Yeah. I said, go and earn some money in your Christmas fair and put it into the pot. And so I applied for a small grant. It was a community grant of £3,000. Oak Grove raised some money and we bought a coffee machine. And they learned to make coffee and they sold enough coffee in school to buy the machine off me. And then I put that money into a very small shop. And then one day my friend Marita walks in and she sees me in this freezing cold shop with surrounded by young people and I wasn't being paid and the shop was getting fuller and fuller with people that wanted to do different things. And Marita made the fatal error of saying, I want to change in my life. Yeah. I want to do something different.
Well, let me talk to Marita and just find out about that. You're now the managing director of this place. So what was your feeling when you saw what Kate was doing?
Well, it was one of those unusual situations where you see a friend of yours at work, which I don't think people get to do very often. And it was like, oh, wow, she's really good at this. And I was very inspired. And I was like, oh, I'd like to get involved. And Kate was like, yes, get involved. What can you do? So my background's, well, I was surveying at the time. So we looked at a building that was a disaster. So we didn't take that one, but we found a cafe. And my background's in teaching food technology. So we decided we'd open a cafe, which we did at East Worthing, Lyndhurst Road. And that's where we started, this teeny tiny cafe with two trainees. And we worked for a year and a half until we got West Sussex on board, demonstrated the worth of our adventure, yeah. I should say. Mm-hmm. And then it just snowballed from there.
Yeah.
And it's just so creative and innovative, and it's a really new way of teaching because a lot of our guys need to be in the workplace to learn how to do that job because their skills might not be transferable. Yeah. So it's classrooms based in business rather than, you know, a college classroom where they're forced to do subjects they don't want to do.
I went along to a couple of those workplaces to find out more. The first was Worthing Theatres, where I sat in Fraser's Bar in the Connaught Theatre and spoke to Robert Williams, Senior Duty Manager at Worthing Theatres. So how long have you been involved with the SAND project?
A good couple of years. They come back every single year for our pantomime and then they support us throughout the year as well. So it's a good relationship we've had with them for a while.
So how does it work? What happens when you become involved with them?
So we very much work together. So they will tell me any opportunities they're looking for. So that goes from cleaning to working front of house, working with our film teams and things like that. So they will tell me what they've got trainee-wise. We'll then try and work that out with me, my own department, customer experience. We have a very good volunteer base anyway. So the SAND project, they literally come in, they fit in just with them, and they come and support our live events.
So give me some examples of the kind of things they might do with you and how they would work with you.
So they will come in, they will help audience members to their seats. They will help with any ticket inquiries. They might support us on the kiosks and the bars. They work throughout the entire organisation. They support our paid members of staff as though they are paid. You know, you wouldn't know the difference, which is fantastic.
How do the staff kind of relate to them? Because obviously your paid staff members have got to have to work with them and relate to them. How do they get on?
Absolutely brilliantly. We wouldn't be able to actually go forward as an organisation without our volunteer teams. And like I said, we've got a good 45 volunteers that support us anyway. So to have people like the SAND Project come in really is, it's kind of like, well, we're used to it anyway. You know, we've got these people that come in and, like I said, they support us in such a way that the public would never know. And our staff love working with them because they bring such energy, you know, because they really want to be here, which is the main thing. And I think with our volunteer team as well, they do it because they love it, and it really shows.
When you have somebody from the SAND Project, one of the trainees, are you able to look at them and think to yourself, oh, this person's got a particular skill in such and such, or I can see this person going far in a particular field that's related to what you do?
Absolutely. So some of them are very interested in, say, let's say, backstage and technical theatre. But you sort of say to them, you know, give it a chance, see what you think. They're with the public, and some of them might be a bit shy, but you start to see them sort of come out of themselves a bit, and it's really lovely to see that some people that maybe never thought of working with the public before, in this sort of environment where they're protected in a way, you know, they're not completely on the front lines, they're not alone, they can ask as many questions as they like. So some of them, they come in and they're full, you know, they're full of it, and you know they're going to be great with the public. Others are a bit shy, but over time they come out of themselves, and it's really lovely to see.
Now, you've got a job to do here, you've got a theatre to run. Why are you involved with the SAND Project?
There's a lot of different reasons. I think us as an organisation love what they do. We are all about inclusivity here as a venue anyway. That's one of our bottom line things when it comes to recruitment anyway. So working with a project like that, who has such a range of people, you know, they offer so much. There's nothing they don't do, I don't think. Working with people like that who want, you know, get these people back into work or into work for the first time, for us as a business, that's really rewarding. And we want to say that to the community. Now that we are a charity, we want to work much more with our community, and the SAND Project's way up there in terms of, you know, local businesses we want to be partnered with.
That's Robert Williams from Worthing Theatres. Kate picks up the ongoing story of the SAND Project working with local companies.
I foresee that, you know, as more people come to us, there'll be more and more businesses. And that's what we love doing. And actually, SAND Frozen was our very first business, our frozen food company. And that is so exciting to see that grow. Mm-hmm. And potentially to be able to employ our young people to work in it, because yeah, that's the ultimate goal. Can we make all these enterprises earn enough money to create jobs?
Yeah.
And that was the first enterprise that did indeed create paid work for our guys and the cafes as well. So that's our dream, is to build really successful businesses.
So you've it's quite an achievement what you've done here. Can I just go back to Marita? What has been the reaction of other people in the community, in the town, to see what you're doing here?
We get an awful lot of support. The need for what we're doing is astounding. I mean, we're overwhelmed by how many people come and say, I really want my young person to come and join your college. And we want their young people to come and join our college. Worthing has been really supportive of us. We've had loads of businesses come on board and provide work experience opportunities and work placement opportunities. We have networking events which our trainees get involved in. So we really do, we feel the Worthing love and support in what we do. Yeah.
What does a young person have to be to get here?
So they need an EHCP, so an educational healthcare plan. And they need to be between 16 and 25 years old. They need to have a desire to get themselves out there and to try new things and to want to work. That's what they need from us.
Yeah.
or from themselves, and then we can support them in their journey to getting ready for the world of work and for living independently and to gaining the confidence to sort of put themselves out there.
Hmm. We live in a world in a world where things are being cut all the time. Life is getting harder for many people. There's no money there. Are you facing those kinds of challenges here in terms of being able to keep the business going?
I think as Marita will tell you, I don't let any form of negativity stop us from doing anything. And one thing, the reason we're not a charity actually, is because I think it's really important that our guys learn if they want something, they have to go and fight for it. They cannot just fill out a form and expect someone to give them money. And we have taken that same approach. So rather than getting better at filling out grant forms, we've got better at business. And one of the things we have to do is get better at how we spend our money, because our money is for our trainees. So, you know, I think we try and give those entrepreneurial skills to our guys. It's like, we haven't got it. How are we going to get it? We don't focus on what we don't have. We get innovative about getting what we want.
So tell me about some of the people who work here, Marita. Who are the staff?
We have a real mix of staff from mainstream education teachers that have come from special education. We also have business specialists who come in. And we have a wealth of experience that our staff bring to our trainees. So when a trainee says, oh, I'm really, really interested in and learning how to fix a phone.
Yeah.
And we think, yeah, okay, I can see the value in that. That is going to give them tangible skills that can send them out into the workplace. Let's find someone to do that. And we've been lucky enough to find someone who comes in one day a week. But we are so lucky, I don't know if that's the right word, with the body of staff that we have. They are so talented, they are so committed, they absolutely get our trainees and what they need and enables them to really thrive in this environment.
Kate and Marita recognising the very special people who work with the trainees at the Sand Project. Another workplace which has been welcoming the trainees for some years now is Worthing's Waitrose. I spoke to Karen Cahill from Waitrose, who told me they work closely with the Sand Project.
We've got a very good relationship. We've started to use their premises when we want business meetings over there, so we go and use their cafe. And then on the flip side, we have their trainees come over here and offer them work experience on a regular basis.
So what kind of things do the trainees do?
We will have the trainees for usually a month at a time, and then they'll come on a schedule each week, and I will give them different things to do. So for example, 1 week they might be on food service, so they'll be working on the meat and fish counter, the deli counter, learning about food hygiene, food standards, the ethical side of things around where we source our foods from. They may be on the welcome desk another week, and that's where they'll be looking at how to do the dry cleaning, all the services we offer like that, click and collect from John Lewis, how to do returns, Amazon click and collect, Bowdoin click and collect, all sorts of things. It's a huge busy desk, and general customer service queries. In addition to that, we've also got our other food service, so we have the hospitality cafe. So they will go in there and they will learn how to use the till under supervision. They will help with the pot wash, they'll clean tables, they'll get to know customers. And then also we have the retail, the main part of the shop, which is obviously replenishment. And so they will sometimes go and work in the wine department, for example, with Richard, our wine specialist, and they'll get to know the stock, they'll get to know how we do our stock management and help to replenish. Sometimes also we have James with us at the moment, and last week he was with our .com department, so he was out with our delivery drivers delivering all our online shopping.
So what's in it ultimately for Waitrose? I mean, why are you involved as a company in something like this?
I think you have to look at our values and our ethos. We are a huge community-based company. We do a lot for the community, and we want to be part of that community, and that stems right the way from Sharon White, our chairman, all the way through. So it's really the bigger picture, and then that is brought down into the branches, and then we're encouraged to go and help the community in many different ways. And I am the health and wellbeing lead for this branch, and all branches have one, and then we have our little health and wellbeing champions as well. And then we have a community matters champion within the branch too. And then we just get together and then we see the best ways that we can help. Yeah. Because the more that we help the community, the more that they'll come to us, we hope, as well.
That's Karen Cahill from Worthing's Waitrose. So where does the SAND project go from here? Kate has a vision.
I think for us, the original vision was almost like a university experience for our young people. Our next step is to potentially offer a residential element. So when they leave here, we're not just sending them off on their own. It's like, well, let's get you housed. We've taught you the independent life skills. Let's find you a place to live. Let's sort out, you know, make sure you can pay for it. Make sure you are supported. So I think residential is really important to us. Mm-hmm. Growing the businesses, you know, the next step now has to be creating entities in their own right to become employment hubs. So the more employment we can offer, the better. And I think one of my passions is improving mainstream education, because there's a lot of young people who can't get an EHCP because services are overcrowded. Can we improve the educational offer for young people who are struggling in mainstream schools? And that is something I would love to do, you know, putting SAND into a mainstream curriculum and working with schools to improve what they can offer those who are struggling, from whether it's autism or learning difficulties or anxiety. We are really well placed to support schools in doing that.
Kate and Marita from the SAND Project. If you'd like to find out more, visit thesandproject.co.uk. And that's it from the Worthing podcast. Next month, I'll be focusing on the business community in Worthing and having a sneak preview of a Shakespearean treat at the Connaught Theatre. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Podcast Worthing and join us again soon. Till then, from me, Patrick Woodward, goodbye.
News and views of Worthing.
The Worthing Podcast.
With Patrick Woodward.